Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb and Nick are brought to you by Burbank Homes. Find out about their big bonus promotion for title landholders and save up to 18K on your new home. Head to burbank.com.au. TNCs apply. 101, this is the Fox.
Woo! Rock! Woo!
We are. What a crowd already. Fifi, Feb and Nick, hello.
We thought Croydon came and Hoppers. Look at Lynbrook. We're in Lynbrook, baby. You guys are awesome. The Lynbrook Hotel. How nice is this place?
This is great. Beautiful establishment. Spot. But I'd get worried that I'd be in here for a long time and not remember any of it. It's really got that vibe about it, doesn't it?
You've never left.
Mate, the seat we're in, I can see a beer garden. We can go out and have a little cheeky. Mm. You've got the bar just there. I can see the pokies. I can see the tab. This is heaven. Yeah. I don't have to move.
We should do a lock-in, guys, and we'll stay for like 24 hours.
Okay. Yeah. I've got nothing on this weekend.
Lynbrook, thanks for having us. It's so good to be here. We've got a big show planned. So much happening. I love seeing all the Burbank Homes show
bags. They're everywhere.
They're out and about. We've got prizes. We've got Ed Sheeran tickets to give away. So much on the show. And
yes.
And I imagine we're going to be talking to a few of you. Oh, hi. Because I just met Ben. Hey, Ben. Biren.
With his Benny.
My name's not Ben, mate. Yeah.
But Biren has the best Spider-Man sunglasses. You have to go and check them out.
Hey, do you know what day it is?
Friday.
Do you know what the date is?
Oh, yeah.
The 13th.
Ooh. The ghosts of Lynbrook.
Oh, I don't like that.
Mate, I used to work across the road. There's a few ghosts over there. I'll give you the tip.
Everybody here at Lynbrook, while the songs are on, might hear some stories about Fev at the Maccas.
They would
across
have already
the
heard them. This is my area.
101.9 The Fox.
We're in Lynbrook, baby, and we are loving it.
Hey, it's pumping. Now, Boxy, Nick, as you know, I am from this area. I'm a southeast boy. Born and bred down. I was born in Carlton, but moved down. I played for Carlton too. I am Carlton.
Wow.
Yeah, let's be honest. But I was.
You've definitely been on Lygon Street the last few years.
Cool, I have. Don't worry. I wouldn't fit on Lygon Street now. But I am from Narre Warren. But my first ever job was just directly across the road there at McDonald's, Hampton Park, when it first opened. And I drove past this morning and I thought, see if I still got it. So I went in and I said, now we're doing an OB across the road at the Lynbrook Hotel. I was wondering if you could get some burgers sent over because I am the louche.
Mm.
I did work here.
He is Carlton.
And, yes, we have Maccas for everybody in here. We have all McDonald's.
Whoa.
I've pulled some strings. Who wants some Maccas?
Oh, wow.
Let's go. Oh, shit.
You can talk
now. Oh, my Lord.
It's all coming in now, Fev. It's funny.
Burgers, egg and bacon. Woo-hoo-hoo! I am Ronald McDonald.
As Fev hands out all the Maccas. It's funny, Fev, because I knew we were coming here and I knew that you'd worked at Maccas across the road in Hampton Park.
Yeah.
So I pulled a few strings.
Did you?
And look what we were able to get you, my friend. An original hat.
Wow.
Who wants Maccas?
The apron, but wait for it, Fev. Your very own Maccas name tag, Brendan.
Wow.
So Fev can wear the apron, the hat and the name tag, and he can serve you all breakfast, your Maccas breakfast.
I still have
this
one at home.
Get out.
Yeah, it's like green with like my name on it in white.
Well, there you go.
Mum was really proud because it's the only job I've ever had. There you go. Run, enjoy McDonald's.
Oh, how
You're
good
welcome.
Is that?
McDonald's!
Oh, get on down to the Lynbrook Hotel if you want to feed.
Sort of strings I can pull down this way.
101.9 The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Nick live from the Lynbrook Hotel. Just gone 16 minutes past 8. Morning to the rest of Melbourne. 19 degrees, shower 2 on the way. The forecast, it is pumping in here. If you're in the area, pop on down, say hello. Coffees, food, prizes and amazing dance moves.
Boxy, babe. That was some serious moves, bro.
I know.
Mate, you were cutting that up.
What a treat. If everyone listening who's not here at the Lynbrook Hotel, Darcy, Kalani, Biran, just three boys who are all under 10, just absolutely dominated to Beyonce's Crazy Love.
Yes.
And I tried to match them.
I've never seen that dance before.
Yeah, I know why you don't go out to places at night feet because you're a menace. You wouldn't turn up to work. We've got to keep it to a set window where everyone's here.
I just want to keep dancing with the boys. We've got to get another song, boys. We're getting up and doing that again. What was that,
Kalani?
Hang on.
Orange Justice.
The dance we were doing was called Orange Justice.
Where did you learn Orange Justice?
Fortnite.
Oh, it's a Fortnite dance. Brian, you know that too. Oh, boys.
That's what I say when, because I play a lot of Call of Duty boys and I play against young kids like yourself. And when I kill them, I go back to Fortnite, you little turds.
Oh, no.
Because Fortnite and COD have got a bit of a, you know, it's like a war.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Kalani's still going. He's got something to say back to you, Fev.
Yeah, COD and Fortnite have got a bit the same now because they've got mantling in Fortnite.
Yeah, they've got rid of the build it, yeah. Because you're trying to be like us. Come over to COD, mate.
No idea what you guys are talking about. But something we all know something about. How good are the Wiggles?
Yeah! No, you lost the boys now.
Oh, no. We love the
put
Wiggles.
Put Fev back on.
Only like 6 weeks ago, we had them on the world famous rooftop.
They were
fabulous. What an unreal bunch of people. There is a rumour that they are going to be collaborating with another big star. I don't think, Fev, you'll see this one coming. Are you familiar with Lil Nas X?
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't go home. Yes.
How good would that be? Because the Lil Nas X is coming out for the Falls Festival lineup.
What are they going to sing?
And the Wiggles have now been added to that, to the Falls Festival. How good is that? Well, we
take
thought we'd
my
give...
my hot potato down
no,
to...
No, Fev, the easiest one's there. Drive my big red car down the old town road. I'm going to... Drive
well, we
I
may not.
No more.
You guys have already taken us there, but James Costa, who's our wonderful audio engineer, he's back in the studio, can't be here with us today. He has given us a sneak peek of what it might sound like if the Wiggles joined up to create music with Lil Nas X. Let's have a listen.
All aboard!
Welcome to Wiggletown!
Everybody clap. Everybody sing.
La, 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 la.
Bow to your partner. Then you turn around.
Yippee!
Hands in the air, rock goodbye, you're there. Dancing now asleep. Shh, shh, shh. Dancing now asleep. Shh, shh, shh. Dancing now asleep.
Shh, shh, shh. I told you long ago, on the road, I got what they waiting for. Get your soul, just tell him hey, lay low. You was never really rooting for me anyway. When I'm back up at the top, I want to hear you say, you don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soul, just tell him that the break is over.
Wiggles!
It's actually pretty good.
That's so good.
I think he's done their job for him.
That actually sounds like my son's Spotify playlist and mine have synced, playing them over the top of each other.
Sounds
that's
good.
Awesome.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, this is one of my favourite stories because a bloke over in Florida got to do something I've always wanted to do. So a plane, a little single-engine Cessna with two people on it, a pilot and a passenger, coming into the airport and a passenger gets on the mic and says, I have no idea how to fly this plane.
Why is the passenger on the mic?
Well, the pilot...
Was it Tommy Little?
He's had a few stubbies. This poor bloke, the pilot, has passed out at the controls and the passenger has had to take over the plane and get the air traffic control tower to tell him what to do to land the plane safely. And I've never been so jealous of something in my life.
Did he land it?
Landed it.
Well, can't be that hard.
It can't be that hard, can it?
Hang on. Has he ever done a course in pilotry?
Aviation, I believe.
Pilotry? That's pilotry. Something I'd say. Pilotry. Good word, though.
Pilotry? No. He has not done any pilotry. And how's it? So the air traffic controller just talked him through this is what you have to do and how to land the plane. Landed it.
See, I've heard this, and I know if there are any pilots listening, feel free to call in 13
if you've
10,
studied
60.
Pilotry,
But I've heard this. I've heard that a commercial plane is actually just pressing one button and the plane takes off and comes back down. Right, it's pretty easy.
The pilots have kips and that up there when they're going overseas. They just lay back, press a button.
I'm not, obviously, a high-pressure job, and I salute those people. When I see them come on with their hats, I'm like,
you just think
respect.
It's sexy. You just think it's sexy.
They are good there.
I never respect them. When I hop off a plane and the cockpit doors open, I always say, I could have done that better.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
It is Friday the 13th, so right now we are taking some scary stories on 13, 10, 16.
Yeah, just filling all the kids up with chocolate boxes.
I know, you've really loaded them up.
Really loaded them up.
Here at the Lynbrook Hotel, we're loving it here, and what a crowd. You guys are amazing. And we are also taking calls because 13, 10, 60, our phone line is always open. Call whenever you want. And if you're in the area, just drop in and say hi. We've got brekkie. Yeah. Macca's have provided all the brekkie. How good are hash browns? We're talking about Friday the 13th ghost stories. And we've got Bryce in Geelong.
Bryce-y.
Hey, Bryce.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Great. Right. Bryce, what's your ghost story?
Well, my pop passed away a fair few years ago. And about a week after, we were all in the kitchen and we had his funeral pamphlet up on the fridge with a magnet, and the dog started barking, going ballistic, barking at the fridge. We didn't know what was going on, and then about a minute later his pamphlet fell off, came out of the magnets and fell off.
Whoa, that's it. That is eerie. The dog is barking and the pamphlet of his pops from his funeral.
Do you know how many things fall off my fridge?
No.
It's a magnet.
Yeah, but that's
it would have been
pretty
different if it started, like, floating and stuff. Like,
oh, no, I get that, Bryce.
You're
that's
a really nice person.
No. Oh, it's the wrong segment. Sorry, I don't know.
Bryce, I'm with you. I like that story.
The dog kicking off.
It's a great story to start the day.
But if there'd been, like, a wind or there'd been some earthquake movement, you'd go, oh, okay, it fell off, but it just fell off out of nowhere.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like it, Bryce. Hannah in Sunbury. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Hannah, just heads up, Nick and Fev are a tough crowd at the moment.
No, the bar is low, Hannah.
He said a pitcher fell off the fridge.
Okay. Hannah, what's your ghost story?
The dog was hungry.
Okay, well, I'm a teacher, and I teach at a specialist school that has taken over an 1800s industrial school, so it's a really, really old building. Anyway, I taught a student that was nonverbal, so this student couldn't talk, and they pointed to the room in the back of the classroom, and I followed her, and she turned the corner, and all I saw was this little girl in a really old-fashioned nightgown just standing there, and the next minute she just disappeared.
See, that's
there you
a
go.
Ghost story.
Wow.
That's a go.
That
wow.
is just Trump Bryce.
No, I'm with Bryce and his pop. I can see what happened there.
She just said she saw a little girl.
Yeah, and that's
I
very
know, 1800.
Good. Yes,
I know
in the
that's
lace
scary,
dress.
Hannah. But did any magnets fall off a fridge?
No, we don't have a fridge in our classroom.
Ooh. Hannah, good ghost story. Now we've got one live from the Lynbrook Hotel. Kate.
Hello.
Hi, Kate. Nice to see you again.
Hello. So mine is that the house that I'm in is my nan's house, and
now. You're in it now?
Yeah, in it now. And Nan opens the front door.
What?
Yeah, she opens our front door and we all say, hi, Nan. And when if you were to come to visit and she comes to visit you, yeah, we just go, hi, Nan. And my son sleeps in her bedroom, who you met. He sleeps in her bedroom. And he was very little when she died. He visits her and he's absolutely adamant that Nan comes and sees him.
So does the front door just open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Tali's joined in. I love that. So the door opens.
There's no sensor
there's
there.
A wire door, and sometimes that opens as well.
The wire door and the front door open.
Yeah. I'd move, man.
You've embraced her, though. They've embraced it. Hi, Nan. Nan's popped in.
Does Nana do anything with the magnets on the fridge? Because that is truly terrifying.
No, okay. Must be a ghost.
Is Pop still around?
No.
Because imagine if Pop brought a new squeeze home, Nana just shut the door on him.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Get out! That's my house!
101.9 The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing!
Is it amazing?
Hold on.
We know we have a baby in our midst, and it is a tiny baby.
If this baby tells a story, that will truly be phenomenal. This is got to be a two-month-old baby.
Is it amazing? Your chance to win.
How's this? $100 JB Hi-Fi vouchers, all thanks to Burbank, and they're here today. Thank you, Burbank.
Yes!
Little bubba.
Now, will we start? We've got Danielle from Mooney Ponds. Are you there, Danielle?
Yes.
Danielle, got you. Beautiful. Danielle, tell us your amazing story.
Well, my mum was married to my dad. His name is Paul. And then she got remarried. His name is Paul. His birthday is my mum and dad's wedding anniversary, and they're both builders.
Oh, wow. So hang on.
Left your, a Paul
your
for
mum's
a Paul.
New Paul is born on
my
the...
My mum... Yeah, she was married to my dad named Paul, and then they separate, like they divorced.
Yeah.
This was a long time ago. He got remarried, and his name is Paul. His birthday was my mum and dad's wedding anniversary, and they're both builders.
Oh, and they're both builders, and yeah. Oh, there's a lot going on there.
It really sucks for new Paul's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't suck for mum, though, because mum, any time
that makes life a lot easier.
Intimate can always Paul, just hang. Paul. Like it's,
I don't know whether Danielle wants to think about her parents. Get into it anyway. What do we think, guys? Look, we're looking out at everyone at Limbrook Hotel. It's pretty just, good. It's a good little coincidence.
I think it's a great story, Nick. She's a pretty nice person, isn't she?
Yeah, let's find out now.
Nick.
Oh, Nick.
It's a close to amazing.
Hold on.
But just needs a little twist bit at the end.
Danielle, I loved it. $100 JB Hi-Fi voucher to you.
Hold on, the Limbrook Hotel can see my hand. My hands are near no buttons, Danielle. I did push that, though.
Let's cross over to Geelong. We've got Amber from Geelong. Hi, Amber.
Detroit.
Hi there. How are you going?
Good, Amber. Please tell us. We're all here with bated breath. What's your amazing story?
So I am a cancer nurse, and we give blood transfusions all the time to our patients. And part of that, we have to check the donor's serial number. And I am actually a donor myself, and I was checking a blood transfusion bag one day, and I recognised the donor number, and it was my bag of blood that I donated a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
it's amazing.
That is amazing. But did you say to the patient, Amber, did you say, that's I'm about blood. To give you my blood?
Yeah.
Well, there's always a chance that they can react to the blood, so I didn't actually tell them until the blood was going through, and I knew that they hadn't reacted to it. But yeah, I told them afterwards. It was pretty cool.
That's almost amazing. Phenomenal.
That's
so good.
That is phenomenal.
Amber, well done. A $100 JB Hi-Fi voucher for you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.
Do a great job.
And well, it's a nurse and gives blood.
I know. What a
double
what a
hero.
Amazing yeah. human. Now we've got Damien from Clyde North here. Damo, welcome to the show.
Baby's given
who's
nothing.
Your
oh
baby? She's heaven.
That's Scarlett.
Scarlett. How
it's
old is Scarlett?
Don't know how to use a microphone.
Oh, do you know how old she is, though? She's how many months?
She's about 4.5 months.
Oh, she's heaven.
Little
well,
Scarlett.
Look, I've got to be honest. Standing, holding Scarlett, the most adorable baby, you're a fair chance of getting across the line here, Damo. Whatever your story is, what is your amazing story?
Well, so I was in the military back in 2015, and I had a fall off a cliff face. And ooh. I broke every bone in both feet, smashed my knees, smashed my shoulder, and broke my spine in 5 places. But at the time, I didn't know. I was that fit. I was about 117 kilos, 6% body fat. So I was just a unit.
Shredded. That's just phenomenal. Shredded. Just that rig. Just that rig. Yeah.
But then,
phenomenal.
Yeah, not anymore, though.
Don't worry, we've all been there, brother.
Yeah.
I've got more of a 24-pack. Yeah. but, yeah, I didn't notice for about 16 weeks. I just thought I had muscle pain, all that sort of stuff.
Hold on. Your spine's broken in 5 places, broken every bone in your
feet. And your feet are broken.
Yeah.
And you're walking around.
Yeah, I got them a bit,
I was walking,
bit
pack
stiff.
Marching, patrolling, everything, sprinting, and I thought it was just muscle pain until my left foot folded up onto my shin.
Oh! Yeah.
Don't you hate that?
It's pretty delicious.
Don't you hate when your foot folds into your shin?
I was just trying to save space.
You're a machine. That is
wow.
That is, yes, absolutely. We are going with that.
Yes, it's amazing.
It's got to be.
Foxy, do you remember on Monday when I was whinging about my little pinky?
Yeah, I do.
Because it got hit by a football.
Yeah, you're a little bit soft there, mate.
I'm still whinging about it.
Damien, he went and got an X-ray and ultrasound. He had the whole hospital wristband over a
sore finger.
He was
all right in his footy days, but now he's a bit soft.
Yeah,
getting
I was.
Old.
I am. Oh, I'm so getting. Cute. I am getting old.
Damo,
right,
you've won yourself.
My favourite footy player. Anyway,
you're lucky
mate,
you're holding
so.
A baby.
Scarlett.
You're standing the baby up. Yeah.
$100 JB Hi-Fi.
Well done,
Damien. So cute. Is Hayley your daughter?
Sorry?
Is Hayley your daughter?
Yes.
Oh, Hayley just gave us this beautiful letter. Oh. Fifi, Fever, Nick, this is the
I've
Fox love from Hayley. Thank
there.
You, sweetheart. That's so gorgeous. Yeah.
So cute. Good family.
What a gorgeous family. Who needs a shin bone or an ankle? You got great kids.
Thank you for that. $100 JB Hi-Fi vouchers. We should say big thanks to Burbank Homes. That is why we are here, live at the Lynbrook Hotel, and that is how Is It Amazing works.
You think that was scary, mate? I came across a bear once.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, the same thing that's about to happen happened last week when we were in Croydon. We were talking about a very topical subject, and it was about Kim Kardashian and a little videotape she made in her younger years.
Just a little one.
And then we looked around and saw all the children in front of us and went, this is a tricky topic to talk about.
And I did well.
You did well. Well, I'm going to need you to be good again.
You know what this is? This is like the verbal version of that Squid Game glass bridge. Where you're just stepping, going, oh, I hope I'm all right. Oh, no, I'm in trouble.
I don't know what you're talking about, but geez, I hope it's got something to do with a girl that done some NFTs.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yes.
So for little ears listening, so Madonna. Everyone know Madonna?
Yes, Vogue.
I mean, my first album, Like a Virgin, was actually cassette tape. I was about five. I've loved Madonna my whole life. And I've still, backed her the last few years. She's 63
Looks great.
Is incredible. But just what a powerful, empowered woman. And she is definitely getting closer to blurring the lines of doing things that are a bit off.
What's happened?
What she's done is she's created some NFTs. Is anyone here at the Lynbrook Hotel around NFTs?
Little Darcy.
That's really funny.
I trade Bitcoin. Oh,
so
wow.
She's made a collection of NFT, non-fungible tokens.
Bang.
Wow. Don't say it to me like I don't know. You really looked at me like,
Now,
her
series of non-fungible tokens is a mother of creation and mother of evolution.
And she got no clothes
she's
on.
She's nude. And what she's doing, she's on the ground. She's called herself, it's Mother of Nature. But she's birthing butterflies nude on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's a very strange. And then there's another non-fungible token where she's birthing a tree.
Oh,
just giant elm tree.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I've seen a show like this in a particular part of the world.
Sometimes I wish my mum thought there was a butterfly coming out instead of me.
Why?
I was hairy. She said, put him back in.
Oh, no. Who's this dusty moth?
And then she did. That was my mum's first words to me. God love Kaz. It was her birthday yesterday. Was said, put him back in and cook him longer.
Oh, a little hairy bear.
I come out like I had hair everywhere.
And what's fascinating about that now is you don't have hair anywhere.
No, I don't really have hair anywhere.
Imagine that from your mother.
No wonder I was a not well unit for a bit.
My mum said something similar about me.
Oh, what? She's so beautiful.
No, quite the opposite. She'll hate me for telling this story because my mum will be listening. Pearl
will ring up.
Everyone want to say hi to Pearl from the Lynbrook Hotel?
Hey!
There we go. No, mum had me. I was a difficult birth. I was about 5 weeks late.
Become a difficult adult.
Correct. And
5 weeks late?
I was really late.
Wow,
and
just come out, get your pen licence
straight
away.
Is that why you're always late to everything?
I'm not. But anyway, my papa came in to see me because my grandparents were coming in to meet me. And mum said, I wouldn't bother. Look how ugly she is.
Oh! And look at you now.
That's very
pretty.
Sweet. But anyway, she was delirious. Long births will do that, won't they, ladies?
Yeah.
She was delirious.
It was Faye's third birthday. That's what she hasn't said.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
The Lynbrook Hotel has gone off this morning. Everybody has come down. Jumped off the South Gippie Highway, came along and said hi for breakfast. You've been phenomenal.
From 6 a.m.
I know.
From the jump, it's been up and about.
Pumping. We are loving Brekkie and the Burbs.
Are we doing it again?
We've said it before. Yeah, we're not going to stop.
Yes.
It's just been really hard. We've been cooped in the studio by ourselves for 2 years, and it's your show. We love doing this with you. 131060, that open line's always open. We love your calls. We love you in here with us. So, Lynbrook, I sort of feel like we're cheating on you by even saying this, but we are going somewhere next Friday.
It's not you, it's us.
It's not you, it's us. Okay, are you ready for it? Melbourne.
This is where we're going.
Here we go.
And we're off to Craigie Burn, 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 Burn. For Brekkie and the Burbs, 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 Burbs. And now it's all your turn, 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 turn. You live near Craigie Burn, 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 Burn.
We're heading north. Craigie Burn.
Wow.
Craigie Burn, you are up next Friday. And look at this crowd. It's a tough crowd to follow. You can do it, though.
I'll tell you who works out that way. Big Ange.
Can Ange please come?
Big Dad.
He'll be in.
Ange for Vola.
He's like this. He's, I think he's in Craigieburn. That's where he works.
Well, we've got to get
him.
Imagine
having that pesty old show.
No, I thought he might drop in this morning.
Mate, I thought he would because he drives past here on the way because he obviously lives down the peninsula, but... Big Ange out at Craigieburn.
Yes. So next Friday, Brekkie and the Burbs continues at the Highlands Hotel.
Yeah, we might be at his local, Fev, after work. He might pop in beforehand
and
after.
It is Friday. We'll knock off early, a couple of froths. Well, drink responsibly, kids.
Mount Roll, no, they're not allowed.
Don't drink, kids.
Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Bev and Nick are the team you can trust to keep you laughing on your drive to work. And Burbank Homes are the national builder you can trust. Search Burbank Homes today. 101.